This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that he is feeling very well as he undergoes treatment at Walter Reed Army Medical Center for COVID-19. The president wrote, "Doctors, nurses, and all the great Walter Reed Medical Center and others from likewise credible institutions who have joined them are amazing." The president tweeted that tremendous progress has been made over the last 6 months in fighting this plague. With their help, I am feeling well. Earlier, Trump's doctor said he is in good spirits, but the Associated Press quoted a person familiar with the president's condition as saying that Trump had been administered supplemental oxygen at the White House on Friday. The president's physician, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly, sidestepped that question at a press briefing. He said that the president told him he felt like he could walk out of the hospital.
As soon as he gets to the point where it's not a requirement, he may still need some care, but if we can provide that downtown at the house, then we will transition at that point, as long as it's safe and appropriate and the team agrees.
The AP source said that Trump's condition had been very concerning, but that he had improved since being at Walter Reed. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he has tested positive for COVID-19. Christie tweeted Saturday morning that he will be receiving medical attention and will keep the necessary folks apprised of my condition. He did not say whether he had symptoms. Christie is the latest person who has been in close contact with the president recently to test positive for the virus. Several people who attended last week's Rose Garden announcement of Trump's Supreme Court nominee, including his former counselor Kellyanne Conway and two U.S. senators, have tested positive for the coronavirus. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's power-sharing government and several rebel groups formalized a peace agreement on Saturday aimed at resolving decades of regional conflicts which left millions displaced and hundreds of thousands dead. The three major groups signed a preliminary deal in August, two factions from the western region of Darfur and one from the south, after months of peace talks hosted by neighboring South Sudan. Sudan has been racked by simmering conflicts for decades after the oil-rich south seceded in 2011, an economic crisis fueled protests that led to the overthrow of veteran president Omar Hassan al-Bashir last year. Madrid awoke to its first day under a partial lockdown Saturday, with police controlling travel in and out of the Spanish capital that has become Europe's biggest hotspot for the second wave of the coronavirus. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The two-week ban imposed by Spain's national government on reluctant regional officials started Friday night at 10 p.m. The measures prohibit all non-essential trips in and out of the capital and nine of its suburbs, affecting around 4.8 million people. Restaurants must close at 11 p.m. and shops at 10 p.m. and reduce occupancy to 50% of their capacity. Police controls were set up on main routes out of the city center, with officers stopping and quizzing drivers as to their destination. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Nagorno-Karabakh said on Saturday that 51 more servicemen had been killed in the war with Azerbaijan, a sharp rise in the death toll from a fierce week of fighting. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The ethnic Armenian enclave inside Azerbaijan said Azeri forces had again launched rockets towards its main city, Stepanakert, just a week after the opposing sides began pounding each other with tanks and missiles. The clashes are the worst since the 1990s and raise the risk of a wider regional war that could draw in Russia and Turkey. It comes amid deepening concern about stability in the South Caucasus, where pipelines carry Azeri oil and gas to world markets.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Pope Francis traveled to the homeland of his nature-loving namesake on Saturday to sign an encyclical laying out his vision of a post-COVID world built on solidarity, fraternity, and care for the environment. The document, entitled Fratelli Tutti, or Brothers All, is in many ways expected to be a synthesis of the main priorities of Francis's pontificate, which have focused on the need for greater solidarity with the poor, dialogue with others, and care for God's creation. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.